With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. Coach, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. Appreciate it.
You know, you got situated this weekend in an instance where coaches, I think, probably are terrified sometimes. And as the game came down to a last minute touchdown by you guys, and then you had a decision to make: do you go for the tie or do you go for the win? And I'm just wondering, emotionally, Ben, how many times have you been through something like that to make that kind of a decision?
That was the second time.
Okay, tell me about it.
It was just based off the momentum of the drive. There was a minute 30 seconds left in the game. Our offense had just finally got a spark and was able to drive down the field and felt the momentum, so we just went for the win.
Tell me about the game in general, because it looked like a very competitive game with you and Bedford back and forth. You had some great stats offensively and some big plays defensively.
Yeah, I mean, Bedford is been brewing into a nice rivalry over the last that was our fifth time in 6 years. We didn't play him in COVID because we stuck to the Cape Ann League, but it's always back and forth. It's always a competitive game, and it was just, you know, offense was going early, our defense started early, then it switched, they started scoring on us, and we couldn't move the ball very well. 14-14 until the third quarter, they scored. And I'd say even though we let up a touchdown in the third quarter, the defense had some good three and outs and some good stands, or good stands after we had three and outs. Field position got flipped on us, and we had our backs to our end zone quite a bit, and they did a good job. Kids overall just did a good job, persevering, overcoming, and ending with a win.
Yeah, field position is something that I think a lot of casual spectators don't really appreciate when you punt the ball, and they're looking for something else. And it's such an important part of the game. Is that something that you practice on both ends of the field, Coach? Coming out of your own end zone or putting the ball down deep for someone else?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we have a series per week where we do backed up, where we're backed up inside the 10 or inside the 20. We have our red zone periods. Same thing defensively, you know, we go over certain plays that might be run in the red zone, just to kind of prep for, depending on the team every week as well.
All right, did I read that you guys had a gadget play in that final drive?
Yeah, we had a gadget play. It was a Philly special.
Okay, what's the Philly special?
It was just quarterback. It was a reverse pass to the quarterback.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. That's the one I remember that Brady had the alligator arms on.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about some individual heroes statistically and maybe in the line as well.
You know, Jack Sherman, he's our defensive end, plays guard. He just plays solid every week. Really just a grinder. And, you know, he had six tackles, but there were probably a dozen or so other tackles that happened because of him and what he does in controlling the line of scrimmage. Logan Jones on defense is really, he's basically the field general out there. He sets up all the coverages. We probably had four or five checks, and he made all the checks 100% right and set the defense up. And he also had 11 tackles on special teams and defense.
Wow.
You know, Jack Sullivan ran really hard and really got us a big run in the last drive to set us up, along with Colin Fuller, who went in at quarterback for a changeup for the offense. And Sean Miles has really come along since he's come back from his injury, and he did a great job leading all, throughout the night at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then finally we had Gus Webster. I mean, he got one carry, but he blocks really well on offense as a H-back, and he had eight tackles and two interceptions, and he had the interception on fourth and four that ended the game with around 30 seconds left. Too.
Wow. Okay. I was just thinking, some kid, you know, you're in the back and H-back, you want the ball, but some kids actually do like to block and blow people away and pancake them, I guess.
The other kid was Everett Kenny, too, who he went out in the third quarter with an injury, but he had two interceptions. in the first half, which was great.
Oh. At this point in the season, Ben, you guys have been together now for 6 weeks or more. Does practice begin to get, I don't want to say easier, but running on all cylinders a little better, and then you can sort of work on just getting the kinks out? You know what I'm trying to ask here? It's sort of routine?
It varies week to week. I mean, if you get injuries or people are dinged up, then you have new bodies going in. So it really depends. I mean, I'd say last Monday and Tuesday are probably our two best practices of the year. Just, they were moving around, good tempo. But you always have your good days. You have your okay days and not as many bad days, but you can have a bad day too. But it just depends. You know, we have new bodies doing getting more reps when people are out. So sometimes that, things might move a little bit slower. But I would say overall rhythm and expectation on the kids know the expectations and they know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a good routine, but we also, you know, we put things in there and change it up with a little repertoire with some drills that looking at film on things that we need to work on.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, only one blip on the radar so far. That was against Linfield, and Linfield is playing super well right now.
Yeah, no, Linfield's a great team, and, you know, it was close early on, our first few quarters, and then they ran away with it. But, you know, we moved on from that. We had Ipswich and Bedford, and now on to Hamilton-Wenham.
Okay, Hamilton-Wenham, tough start for them this year. What do you see in game prep this week?
I mean, they play tough. Coach Freimuth does a great job over there. And, you know, they have some players that could definitely give us some headaches offensively. And, you know, they just run around, fly around, and they work hard, and they don't give up. So it's going to be every game is a battle as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't matter, record, this, that, or the other thing. We just got to focus on practice today and get ready for Hamilton-Wenham.
All right, home game Friday night. Now looking for good weather and a good crowd.
Yeah, definitely. I think the high school student section has been really really good this week. I mean, this year,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be good being at home. And you know, we have a new little tradition where we sing our school song at the end of the game, win or lose. So hopefully we have a win and we're singing to our student section at the end of the game.
You know, it's funny, Ben, the memories that you build as a teacher sometime, you're not even sure what the kids are going to remember, but I know that's something that they're going to remember.
Yeah, it's kind of like thinking of Army, Navy, how they sing their song all the time after their games, win or lose, so we kind of added that on.
Okay.
So they did have to sing after Linfield. That wasn't fun for them, but, you know, I think that, you know, it takes a lot of... You know, win or lose, you're still loyal to your school, so you gotta sing the song.
I think that's called character, building character. Hey, Coach, yeah. I appreciate it. Good luck this week, and hopefully we can talk again next week.
Yeah, no, sounds good. Take care, Rick.
Thanks, Ben. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
that is Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.